Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There's an alligator at the McDonald's. I don't know why I like when people call it that. It doesn't happen very often. It's usually in the South.
McDonald's.
I like that.
I don't like it.
I know you don't. You don't like anything.
I like lots of things. I like lots of things.
Not a place with a word.
I just like it when people pronounce things the way they're supposed to be said.
Yeah, we said the same thing. Well, this case, they had a 12-foot alligator at this McDonald's in Macon, Georgia.
Good evening. We begin tonight with an update on a special visitor that skipped the swamp and went straight for the drive-thru. A weekend-long gator watch had Macon residents crowding a McDonald's parking lot on Rocky Creek Road. For the past couple of days, the Bibb Sheriff's Office says there have been sightings of a 12-foot alligator camped out near the business's drive-thru. It all escalated today when curious onlookers were seen wrangling the gator before multiple law enforcement agencies responded to the scene.
So it was just people, random bystanders?
People took it into their own hands.
Hmm. Wow.
It looks like they tied a sweatshirt around its mouth.
Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah,
oh, they did?
That looks is like amongst some, the things there,
looks
yes.
Looks like some duct tape. I don't know what this, it looks like baling wire or something.
Luckily, nobody was hurt. And neither was the gator.
A strange sight stopped traffic on Rocky Creek Road on Sunday. And not a crowded drive-through lane, but a 12-foot bayou beast. Mandy Jackson says she's seen the alligator multiple times this weekend while clocked in for her shifts at McDonald's.
We have an alligator that's been here for 2 days. It's not going to be the first alligator. It's not going to be the last. But I think the alligator is hungry. I think it's hungry.
Well, we know. I like her accent. I like her demeanor. Yeah. I bet she is a delightful employee.
While we know the creature did not get his hands on a Big Mac, as the gator hung out, so did the crowd.
Maybe some of these onlookers, if they're such busybodies and they want to capture the gator, also clean up the parking lot. Has anyone swept here ever?
It doesn't look like it.
Good Lord.
People that hadn't seen an alligator out here before. I have not seen any out here. But I've seen them down to see the landfill when I've been down there. But that's why they quit letting people go to the landfill, because they don't want to get down next to alligators.
What?
I bet they got, I don't know. I bet his name is something like Buzzy Johnson.
He sounds like the farmer from Napoleon Dynamite.
He does.
I found an arrowhead over there in different fields.
Did you know that scene was not part of the movie?
Mm-hmm.
They were just filming
while he was talking.
And that farmer actually said that. That's my favorite lore with that movie. I probably say it every time. Can you back that up so we can hear Fuzzy Johnson talk about how he only sees alligators at the landfill? Who goes to the landfill? What are you doing?
Well, that's why they won't let you there anymore.
Any out here, but I've seen them down to see the landfill when I've been down there. But that's why they quit letting people go to the landfill, because they don't want to get down next to alligators.
I like how there's a serious crowd of people.
There's a lot.
You hear music playing in the background.
It's a
gator
party.
I wouldn't be surprised if they panned the camera and there was a DJ set up and everything.
Yeah.
Like, they turned this thing into a party.
That was the vibe when there was a bear in my neighborhood back in 2018. There was a bunch of us just down on a street corner just hanging out. The news showed up. A bunch of news channels did. And one of the stories my dad saw online, I was in the background. And somebody had a speaker. We were just hanging out. We're like, what are they going to do with this bear?
Right. Mm-hmm. Eventually, didn't they plunk it out of the tree?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is the kind of a story where 100 years from now, nobody exactly knows why it's like, Macon City High Gators. They go, why did we get that nickname? Not exactly sure.
Right.
People pulled over to snap photos, record videos, and get a look at the restaurant's
most unusual
visitor.
Man, that thing is such a death roll on the parking lot.
It's amazing. It's a very, very, surprising.
People even seen here duct taping the animal's snout and wrangling the gator before law enforcement responded.
I have not seen a reaction with people being so curious that they come out. And
they're having a party. They're getting selfies with this thing. This is the most fun that's ever happened at this McDonald's.
Yeah.
And they try to trap a gator themselves. And
they
when they're putting
try.
They did.
That man is riding that gator.
Yeah. Yeah. The gator didn't know it was organizing a block party, but it did.
Yeah.
He's pulling back like he took over a plane that was in a dive.
He has done this before.
He is. He's got that thing in a camel clutch right now.
This makes me miss home so much. Oh, my God.
themselves in harm's way. They decide that they're going to tape the gator's mouth and take selfies. That's very dangerous.
And after more than 2 days, a local trapper finally captured the gator Sunday night.
Wait. 2 days.
So they had captured it to take selfies, and then these idiot bystanders let it go, or
the
what?
The gator had been there a couple days. Word spread. Then this party started. That shirtless guy wrapped his sweatshirt around it.
Yeah.
Did you see the shirtless guy?
Yeah.
That was
his
sweatshirt.
So how long was the gator tied up?
Like maybe an hour.
Oh, okay. Oh. I thought that they tied it up on like day one, and then at the end of day two, the trapper finally showed up.
We might find out they weekended Bernie'd this thing and they took it to parties and it's just standing there. It's not dead. It's just all taped shut.
The poor thing was just a speed bump in the drive-thru.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's a two-day, two-block shutdown for the for the gator.
Totally.
A night just after 8:30. While no injuries have been reported, it's a reminder that even in Central Georgia, wildlife sometimes wanders far from home.
Call us and let the professionals have it removed. Yeah, because we want everyone to be safe. We don't want anyone to get hurt.
That all worked out.
Thanks, Officer Buzzkill.
And that gator is now on its way to a private pond in Lawrence County. Bibb County Animal Control.
Is that like when you when you were a kid and your dog would move to a farm up north?
Yep.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's on its way to a private farm where they make it into boots.
Yeah, and his legs don't hurt anymore, and he can run free with the other dogs.
Well, don't listen to the officials. Don't wait for the officials. Wrangling a gator yourself as an untrained person is how you end up with a great story for a party later.
Yeah.
When people
yeah.
go, why do you only have three fingers?
Yeah.
Or it at least gives you a good shot for your dating profile. Like
oh,
a
my
good
God.
Picture.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Of you giving the gator the camel clutch.
That'd be better than holding the dumb fish, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That story, man, when that guy said that about, I never see a gator out here, but I see one when I go down to the city landfill. That's probably why they quit letting us go there. Fantastic.
Yeah.
That is as good as it gets as far as a testimonial.
Love a good eyewitness.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.